Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday. Thank you for hanging out with me this Friday. I appreciate it very much. A lot of stuff on the docket to get to today. We are loaded, ready to go. Show will be just a little shorter today. I do apologize. Got a lot of stuff going on sports-wise here in the Valley. Suns have open practice tomorrow, so get out there. Definitely check them out if you have that opportunity. That will be really cool. ASU plays this weekend. Talk about that later as well. The Diamondbacks, they're starting to wrap up of their season. Congrats to Aaron Judge, rating 61. I definitely want to give my thoughts on that because as much as I love baseball, football does dumb crap and it pisses me off. So that is something we will definitely get into as well. And then what the hell were the Miami Dolphins thinking? And, of course, they are back. The picks will be back starting today. I'm about to put some money in your pocket. Yes, some money in your pocket. So we'll do all that today right here on the Cave Show with PLR, brought to you by the girls. Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Stop by in talking about two different locations now, 4991 South Alma School. And then we have the east side as well, Maduro's, right on the corner of Dobson and Main and Mesa. So either location is great. Make sure you definitely pop in there. Let them know that PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member, get you access to the members' lounge. Great back there. It just makes you feel at home. Everything you need, lockers that back up to a humidor. Never worry about the sticks smelling bad or anything of that nature. Mind you, if you can't make it down there, that's never an issue. Just go to Stogie World. That's STOAGIEworld.com. Order your cigars early enough in the day. It will ship out same day. Like I said, that is StogieWorld.com. When you go in, they'll make sure you let them know that PLR sent you. And it will get you 10% off of your cigar purchase. A lot of stuff going on. I want to get into it. That's why we're getting right into the show today. I guess I could give the call-in number if I'm not too busy talking. Call-in number is 563-999-3012. 563-999-3012. Sounds like an infomercial. But give a call in. If I have a chance, I will definitely get to your call. Okay, everyone. I want to talk about last night, and we'll just tackle the elephant in the room first. Tua situation wasn't a situation for last night. We all saw the hit that he took. We all saw that he was concussed. We all saw that he had to be carried off the field. We all saw that. But that's not where it started. It started the previous week when they played the Bills at home. And Tua got up, and he was wobbly. He was Saturday night drunk wobbly. And they had the audacity to pretend like we were all walking idiots and didn't think it was anything to do with his head, but it was his back. I don't know about you, but I do know this. I've hurt my back before. I've stretched out my back before. I've tweaked it. You sleep weird or you stand up too fast. Where you've been down, it definitely is over the age of 30, you know what I'm talking about. But I can tell you this, every time I've hurt my back, tweaked my back, pulled a muscle in my back, whatever, I didn't wobble like I was going to fall over. I didn't weeble wobble like I had one too many or two too many or three too many, to the point that his teammate had to hold him up. Didn't lie to us. We could trust our eyes. They weren't lying eyes. The man was concussed last week, and he didn't give the proper time to get over that concussion for this week. So as soon as someone rang his bell, that was it. That was completely irresponsible of the Miami Dolphins, their training staff, and the independent doctor. And this isn't being Monday morning quarterback or Friday morning quarterback. Obvious that Tua should not have taken the field last night. But you know what? I don't only blame him. Fans have to take some blame for this. Because what do we hear all the time? Oh, you got to just tough it up. Oh, you got to man up. You just got to go out there. Bradshaw did it. Aikman did it. Staubach did it. And all their brains are a little fried. Troy Aikman famously played a game and didn't even remember the second half because of a concussion. Why would you put your future in that jeopardy? Sometimes an organization has to protect the player from himself. But you know what would have happened if Tua would have came out and said, I just don't feel right. Even though I may feel better, last week I had me worried. I don't know if mentally if I take that hit, what's going to happen? Well, the press will bury him, right? Fans will say, oh, here we go. He's not tough. Look what happened. He's already tapping out. Got a man up. Got a man up. And then you get the list of everyone that's done. Tua shouldn't have played. And if the Dolphins were smart, Tua wouldn't play next week. It doesn't matter who's in front of you this week. It matters what you have going on for the rest of this season and the rest of his career. If he is truly the guy you think he is, or he is truly the guy that you think he can become, why would you put him in that type of danger? Why would you put him in that type of risk? For what? The one thing that Miami has is a quality backup. Teddy Two Gloves, that's why you brought him in. As they say in Texas, to tote the water until Tua is back, which he probably would have been next week. So I'm not with that. I'm not. I think it's a bad move. I think it was a bad move. And I honestly feel that that team should be ashamed of himself, or rather themselves, for running that kid out there like that. And you know he doesn't want to miss. He missed at the end of Alabama when people even said, hey, maybe you should just sit out. Why risk it? You know he had a tough surgery before he became a pro. The kid is already a tough kid. What do you want him to prove? If you really made all the moves you made for him to become who you think he can become, why would you risk it? Falls under stupid is as stupid does. It makes no sense to me. But that's my wrap on Tua. I'll leave it alone from here. The other thing I want to get on are the Cardinals. That's right, the Arizona Cardinals. If they cannot, and I'll tell you how, what, you can't always go by the odds because that has to do with money coming in and over here and the money over there. But the Cardinals are a dog to the Panthers on the road this week. If the Cardinals lose this game, they really need to look at themselves in the mirror and really try to figure out who they are. They really need to stop and ask themselves, are we really as good as we think we are? Are we really a DeAndre Hopkins away from being that good? Because it's not just him. This team has to really, really take a good, hard look at themselves and figure out exactly who they are. Right now, their number one running back has 90 total yards rushing on the year. Not game one, not game two, the year. He averages 10 touches a game. Your number one running back is giving you 10 touches on average per game. His backup is giving you just a little over 5 touches per game. His backup to the backup, 9 carries, 66 yards. Great average, but doesn't do a lot. What exactly is this team? Are they a Kyler Murray ran team that is only going to offensively be as good as he is on that day with the plays that Cliff calls? Is he supposed to be Lamar Jackson light? And if he is supposed to be Lamar Jackson light, how has he only rushed the ball 12 times? I don't know who this team is. I really truly don't. What team are they? Are they a passing team? Are they a running team? Are they the defensive first team? Are they a methodical march down the field team? Are they a big play team? What kind of team are they? A lot of that is culture. A lot of that is the coach. A lot of that is how did you build a team, and who did you put around Kyler offensively, and who did you put around the defense to make them better? Is your best player a safety on defense? Is it? The Cardinals have played 3 games. They have 2 sacks. 2 sacks. Both by J.J. Watt, who can give it to you in spurts, but not like he used to. 2 sacks the whole season. The whole season. They are on a frantic pace. Frantic. They have 12 sacks this year. Break up the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are a team. I really do. And I think that comes from Bidwell. He can sell out tickets. He can charge you $15 pop night. So a Sprite is like 20 bucks. Beers are 30. People buy them willingly. NFL games will always sell out. So he's getting that revenue. And the Bidwells aren't exactly a team that's going to eat money by firing Kime and by firing Kingsbury. People will tell you who they are if you just listen. We saw Cliff wasn't a closer back in his Spec day. And he's not a closer yet. Hell, this year he's not a starter yet. But something has to be done. There has to be a move made. And I know Bidwell just extended Khan. And I know he just extended Cliff. And I know we get on organizations for making drastic changes and putting young quarterbacks where they got to work with a new coordinator and a new coach and a new coordinator and a new coach. If the Cardinals only have 2 victories out of their first 10 games, you've got to let Khan or Cliff Kingsbury go. You cannot keep both of them. And their schedule does not get that much easier. It just doesn't. After Carolina, they get Philly. After Philly, they get Seattle. A team they usually beat in Seattle. And Seattle sucks. Then they get New Orleans. Then they get Minnesota. Seattle again. And then it goes Rams, San Francisco, Chargers. That one should win because Chargers always find a way to choke. And then they still have Denver on the schedule, they have the Bay on the schedule, San Francisco again on the schedule. But they got to get it turned around. in a division that's very winnable. Seattle sucks. And how do you tell a team that they suck without just saying they suck? What two words can you use for a team to say they suck without saying they suck? Just name their quarterback. Geno is the starting quarterback for the Seattle, for the Seattle Seahawks. I don't have to tell you they suck. All I did was say Geno Smith. And his backup is Drew Lock. How do you say a team sucks without saying they suck? The Sumner quarterback is Geno Smith. These are the games that the Cardinals have to win because I'm not betting on them to win against those other teams. So they have to win. Is Cliff capable of that? That's the question. Who's their number one back right now? Oh, James Conner. 90 yards, 30 carries, 3 games. Hell, that's not even a good average. And then you can say, oh, okay, well, they keep being too hard on them. They keep being too hard on what they're doing. Cardinals are going to be all right. We just have to be patient. Okay? The one thing that he did last year, James Conner, more than anything, was get touchdowns. Oh, well, there's one. Of their 3 rushing touchdowns this season, they've only got 3 receiving touchdowns this season. That's it. I promise you, I'm making nothing up. They're not exactly the most prolific scoring team in NFL history. I mean, no one will ever accuse them of being that, but you also can't be that inept. You just can't. And there are things that you look at and it tells you something. You know, I'm not a big analytical guy, but if you're being outscored 3 games in by 25 points already, there's only 2 teams in the NFL, 3 teams in the NFL that are worse than you. You're supposed to be a playoff team, but your numbers match the Jets. You're supposed to be a playoff team, but your numbers match the Chargers. You're supposed to be a playoff team, but your numbers match the Washington Commandos. I want to see what's going to happen. Who's going to light the fire under somebody? Who's going to do what to get this team going in the right direction? I just don't know. And I just don't see it. I definitely don't see this happening. The Cardinals were so bad, I would not play them on Madden. You could tell me I'd take any team on Madden. Or if I told you pick any team on Madden for me to play in, if you pick the Arizona Cardinals, I know I'm taking a nail. And it's sad because Kyler Murray, I think at some point I might be the biggest Kyler Murray apologist on earth. Yes, I know he has faults. Yes, I know there's a lot of things that go on with him. Yes, I know the fans complain about the money that he made. Well, the fans need to grow the hell up. That's the going rate for a starting quarterback. You can have Geno. You can have Drew Lock. You have Marcus Mariota. You have a quarterback that can do some things. Let him play football. Don't force him into a position where he's got to do something that's not natural for him. Well, he's got to stay out of the pocket. He's got to be real big. I understand that. But he's also got to have a pocket. He's also got to have an opportunity to throw the ball. And I don't always know that this line gives him that opportunity. So we'll see. We will definitely see. Other things to get into on our abbreviated show. Again, I definitely apologize for that. The Phoenix Suns started minicamp. I'm anxious about this team to see how they're going to look. but not in terms of, you know, everyone is going nuts, cocoa for Cocoa Puffs, if they're playing the Mavericks for game one. I'm not. It's a game. It's game one of games, of 82 games. If they beat the Mavericks, oh, they got their revenge. I know. What was the game seven? What was game one? What I think fans should look for, and this is where you guys should do some GoFundMe to me, because I'm about to educate you. And I'm the only teacher in the world working for free, because I tell the truth. I am your favorite truth teller. I'm America's favorite truth teller. So I'm going to tell the fans what they should honestly be looking for. Look to see if Devin Booker has become that dude. Everyone equates match money to superstar. Yeah, that's not true. Superstars know who superstars are. Magic is a superstar. LeBron is a superstar. Steph is a superstar. Kareem was a superstar. Dr. J is a superstar. And then you just got guys that are just really good. Rondo Blackman was really good. I know young people are saying, who the hell is that? He was really good. But did they ascend in the things you need to ascend in to consider yourself a superstar? Did they ascend to championships? Did they ascend to name recognition? Did they ascend to they walk in a room and the needle moves? They're doing all that. Then they're a superstar. But just because you're the number one moneymaker on a team, doesn't make you a superstar. Someone's going to be that. I had an NBA player tell me one time that used to play with Pau Gasol and Kobe Bryant. And their exact words were, I didn't realize how easy they made my life until I didn't play with them. Everybody's attention. I could roam freely. I could get to my spot. I had uncontested jump shots. I had everything. I wanted to drive. I could drive. But when you don't have them, when you don't have that luxury, now all of a sudden things get better. Fans, I'm about to educate you. Is Devin one of those guys? Because I think this is the year he has to prove it. But a lot of people are going to say it doesn't matter what he does in the regular season. It's the playoffs. But you will see those tendencies. He is a guy I'd rather lose if he shot 2 for 50 than losing with him shooting 3 for 8, 3 for 6. I need him in constant attack mode all the time. Head down, go. Head down, go. Head down, go. That's my storyline. My other storyline, something else for you to look at. I heard someone tell me the other day at Media Day for the Sun, well, he's not really playing for a contract. Hell, he isn't. He's playing for a contract right now. And everything DeAndre Ayton does from this point on, he's going to be playing for that contract because he believed he was wrong. I believe he was wrong. Sun should have offered him. How do you pay Mikal Bridges first when DeAndre is really supposed to be your better player? So he's going to be salty. People, it doesn't matter. Everyone wants to feel loved. Everybody wants to feel wanted. Everybody wants to feel appreciated. Imagine if you're sitting at Chase or Wells Fargo on any corporate job you want. It could be widget wear. If someone was hired the same time you were hired, but you're supposed to be the person. You're supposed to be the one. And the boss calls in your coworker to give them a raise and to hold you off the money. Wouldn't you be mad? And then what if he paid you, not because he wanted to pay you, but he paid you because you worked for Wells. And he's hearing Chase wants to give you the money, same money. And he knows, one, you can hold up his hiring for another company because he can't compete How would you feel? Would you feel like if they really wanted you? Or now that someone else set the price for you, that now they don't want you? Because they can take your talent for cheaper. So how do you go about feeling better? That's the question. How does DeAndre go from one end of the spectrum to the other? He went from a guy, ridiculed him 1,000 times. They went from laughing and jovial to one word answer that gave me a day. It's not just the money. Oh, but PR, hell, you pay me $135, $135 million, I'll be the happiest person on the earth. Shut the hell up. It went lying to me. Money doesn't make you happy. If just having money made you happy, rich people would stop trying to make more money. I'm sure Jeff Bezos didn't wake up today and say, you know what? I'm good. Don't, you know what? Don't even worry. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I want to make another thing. I had enough pennies to live off the rest of my life and my kids' life and my grandkids' life and my kids to my grandkids to my kids, their nephews and nieces. They're all good too. It's the wanting to feel needed. And DeAndre feels that he's not needed by the Suns in a way that they should be using it. And you have to validate those feelings. Can't sweep them under the rug. That can't happen. Him and his coach not talking, that just can't happen. Because neither one of them are going anywhere. They need to figure this crap out. And they need to figure this crap out quickly because the Suns cannot afford to have things come up in the season. Things can't just come up. They've got to get this worked out, and they've got to get it worked out like yesterday. You know what that music means. Let me let it marinate just a little bit more for you. It means it's that time I give you your picks. Put some money in your pocket. Go get your kids college fund because it's time to do it. And we're going to wrap up the show with this. Vikings go down to New Orleans, take on the Saints. No, Jameis Winston. No, Michael Thomas. I like Chris Olave. I don't think it's enough. Give me Minnesota and the 3 points on the road in New Orleans and Bourbon Street. I still like Minnesota. Browns go to Atlanta. They're favored by 1 point. If they were favored by 3, I still would have took them. I have no faith in Atlanta whatsoever. Go ahead and give me the Brownies and that 1 point to win this weekend. The Cowboys and the Redskins, you talk about a rivalry. This game should be good. I don't care what the records are. What's the saying? You can throw the records out. It doesn't matter. Cooper Rush is playing his butt off. Have we created a controversy in Dallas? I think not. Dak will have his job when he comes back. I just think he'll be coming back like 7 weeks sooner. So we'll see. But in this game, the Commanders go to Dallas. Dallas is favored by 3. I'm going to rock with Dallas in 3. Plus, I do not trust the quarterback for the Commanders. Sorry. Seahawks go to Lions. Lions are favored by 3.5. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this game. I've already told you Geno Smith is a quarterback for the Seahawks. Jimmy the Lions at home. Should have won last week, but they found a way to lose. You know, what the Lions generally do, but not this week. Then, let's keep it moving. We're going to go to the Titans and the Colts. Two best running backs in the game going at each other. Both quarterbacks are suspect. Matt Ryan was suspect the first two games. And we all know that Tannehill can be very suspect. Indianapolis is favored by 3.5. Actually, I'm going to take the Titans to cover that. I think that I still think the Colts win. I just don't think it makes 3.5. The Jaguars and the Eagles, this is going to be a sneaky good game. Doug Peterson goes back to Philadelphia where he won a Super Bowl a few years ago. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, they went out to L.A. and beat the snot poop off the Chargers. I think the Eagles are the truth. I think the Jaguars are better than people think they are, but I'm still going to take the Eagles in that 6.5. The Jets visit Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. Again, not a game I'm going to waste a lot of time on. I guess I'll technically stick with the Steelers. No. Give me the Jets in an upset. Bills go to Ravens. I'm going to go with the Ravens. That Bills secondary is a mass unit. They do not have the bodies to keep them where they want to be. So unfortunately for the Bills and Bill Mafia, who I love with those wrestling moves, I got to go with the Ravens in an upset. Because the Bills are favored by 4, give me the Ravens to win outright. You talk about ineptitude, the Chargers without their best player, their quarterback, and the Texans without any great players, meet each other. I don't know if they're playing on the patio. I don't know if they're playing in the backyard. I don't know where they're playing. But I like Lamar Jackson. Let's go. Give me the Ravens to flat out win. Yes, I repeated it. And I got so happy, I completely forgot. I was talking about the Chargers and the Texans. I don't know who wants to watch this game. Chargers are favored by 5.5. Give me the Texans and upset. In the blowout game of the week, the Packers play the Patriots in that hellhole known as Green Bay. They're favored by 9.5. Take that. Safe cover. Who knows who's playing quarterback for the Patriots? And they have no talent at any of the skill positions that can compete with any other NFL team. Broncos go to Las Vegas to play the Raiders. They're a 2.5-point dog. Give me the Broncos to win. I'll sum it up with this. The Raiders are going to raid. Chiefs, Bucks, that's an even game. Just happy they're able to play. I'm surprised that they got this game in, considering that Hurricane Ivan, or is it Ian? Ian came through. And prayers to all those people. Big time. Big prayers to all those people. Especially if they lost loved ones along the way because of that. But they haven't even, I know Brady's a GOAT, but give me that alien and his team, the Chiefs. Rams 49ers on Monday. San Francisco's favorite by 1.5. They always seem to have the Rams number, so I'm going to rock with that. And in the last game, Bears play the Giants. The Giants are a 3-point favorite. You know how I feel about the Bears, but I am a realist. Giants are going to cover. You have them all. You have all the picks. Time to put some money in your pocket. Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Like I said, abbreviated show. A lot to get you in the sports world tonight. Thank you for hanging out here with us. Truly appreciate it. Make sure you're following us at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with the K. You can get me directly on the Twitter as well at PLR on Sports. Until next week when we're back with you, enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Be good to each other. And just be a nice person. My great-grandmother used to always tell me, it takes as much energy to be nice as it does to be a deep hole. And with that, tips, bring us home. This has been the K Show with PLR.